This is Wild About Utah.
I'm so ready for snow to cover our lower canyons, which allows me to ski near our canyon home. I'm not alone on this wish. Thinking of those little furry critters that use snow to protect them from hungry predators, hawks, owls, coyotes, fox, cats, and so on. With the grasses lying low to the ground, the small mammals, primarily mice and meadow voles, their cover has been blown, and until enough snow falls, giving them shelter, they are at the mercy of those with claws, beaks, and fangs. Additionally, enough snow, 6 inches or more, offers excellent insulation from extreme low temperatures. This subnivian that is below the snow world is alive with activity from those who don't have the luxury of hibernating in a burrow beneath the ground. The aerial predators and members of the canid and phalene families would agree with those who wish for a snow-free valley, easy pickings. A most spectacular avian winter visitor, the rough-legged hawk, spend their breeding season in the far north, Canada and Alaska. With the loss of our Swainson's hawks that spend their winters in Argentina, it does a heart good to see these replacement rough-legged hawks move in. The rough-legged hawk spends the summer capturing lemmings on the Arctic tundra, tending a cliffside nest under a sun that never sets. Found globally across northern latitudes, it occurs in both light and dark forms. The name rough-legged refers to the feathered legs. Joining them are the ferruginous hawk and the golden eagle, the only American raptors to have legs feathered all the way to their toes. These hawks may take an occasional small bird or two when the opportunity presents itself, but small mammals and birds aren't the only source of food for these beautiful Arctic raptors. Rough-legged hawks will scavenge and feed on leftover duck carcasses if and when the need arises, especially when rodents are scarce. Rough-legged hawks aren't really adept at capturing live ducks, especially on the wing, but they will scavenger waterfowl carcasses during the sometimes very cold and brutal winters here in northern Utah. From the Bear River blogger, which I highly recommend. Rough-legged hawks have been shown to hunt more in areas experimentally treated with vole urine than in control areas. They may be able to see this waste, as American kestrels can, which is visible in ultraviolet light, in order to find patches of abundant prey. Despite a strong affinity for rodents, rough-legged hawks were perceived as threats to poultry up until the early 20th century. Being approachable birds that spend their time in open spaces, they were vulnerable to hunting by farmers. It's now illegal to shoot raptors and most other wild birds under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Thus, I'm expecting to encounter some of these glorious raptors who will be taking advantage of our snow-barren fields laced with rodent urine as I saunter through them during our Christmas bird count this Saturday. This is Jack Green for Bridgeland Audubon Society, and wild about Utah and its rough-legged hawks.